Supporters of Title IX say it's under attack. That 1972 law, among other things, bans sex discrimination in school athletics. Title IX proponents worry that a recent Department of Education proposal could mean fewer girls and women get the opportunity to play organized sports. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
It seems laughable to say a significant landmark law like Title IX could be threatened by something as mundane as email. Until you talk to Donna Lopiano, Chief Executive Officer for the Women's Sports Foundation.
It's not laughable because the law has been working well. Women's sport opportunities have grown steadily. It's not broken. This is not an attempted fix. This is knocking one of the wheels off.
This is a recent proposal by the Department of Education to let schools use an email survey to determine if they're complying with Title IX law. One of the ways to check Title IX compliance is to measure female interest in sports and then see if their school is providing the opportunities to meet that interest. In the past, some schools have used surveys to measure interest, but according to the Education Department, the surveys generally haven't worked. Typically, questionnaires were just left in a public place and many weren't filled out. So in March, a letter went out to schools nationwide proposing a simple and streamlined email survey. The department says it alone will do what others haven't: accurately measure interest in sports so a school can accurately measure whether it's complying with Title IX. Susan Aspie is a spokeswoman for the Education Department.
The onus is on the schools to show that they have gotten the word out about this survey. They can't just, you know, haphazardly send out a mass email to students and then, you know, if nobody responds, then, hey, you know, we've done our part. That doesn't cut it.
Their intentions may be good, but the methods they've unfurled are flawed.
First, says sociology professor and data researcher Don Sabo, email surveys generally don't get a lot of responses. Second, Sabo and other Title IX supporters are especially worried about what the Education Department proposal says about students who don't respond to the email survey. Those students are counted as not being interested in sports. University of Oregon professor Kim Sheehan has done extensive research on email surveys. She's not a public advocate for Title IX, but still has trouble with the no response equals no interest part of the proposal.
I think right now they're setting up the survey to show results that students are not interested in athletics.
That's exactly what Title IX proponents suspect. The department wants to skew results in a way that'll show fewer numbers of women interested in sports, thereby allowing schools to offer minimal opportunities, to which Susan Aspie of the Education Department says, poppycock. There's no anti-Title IX plot in the federal government, she says, and the email surveys can work if schools follow what Aspie says are detailed instructions laid out in the 177-page letter of guidance.
Here we are, we've developed a scientifically sound survey that schools don't even have to use if they don't want to, and yet, you know, we have an outcry of, you know, I think one could make a good argument, it's, you know, pretty much special interest hyperbole.
Aspie acknowledges the NCAA is not a special interest group. College sports governing body passed a resolution late last month urging the Department of Education to rescind the email survey proposal. Aspie says the department has no such plan. Tom Goldman, NPR News.